Blog Talk Radio.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together. Hey. Like I can't take it.
Tonight, I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, and I am very excited for tonight's show. We have somebody that is coming into the locker room to share his story, share his expertise and advice with our audience. This is somebody that has played at a very high level of football. He was a star at USC, breaking almost every receiving record that USC had, and the Pac-10, which is now the Pac-12. And he was a stellar NFL wide receiver with the Kansas City Chiefs, with the Detroit Lions, also the San Francisco 49ers, 12-year NFL vet, Johnny Morton. And I think we have Johnny on the line, so let's try to get him in here. Hello, Johnny, can you hear us?
I can hear you, Terrence. I'm happy to be here, and thanks for that wonderful intro.
Oh, no, man, it is totally my pleasure. Obviously, somebody that watched you do your thing on the football field. And, no, amazing player. We appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
So, everybody listening, Johnny's on a tight schedule tonight, and we are so gracious to have his time. So we're going to get right into it. Johnny, for those that don't know your story or know where you're originally from, can you tell us where you grew up?
Sure. I grew up in Torrance, California, and I didn't move from there. And then I went to South High School. From South High, I went to USC and then began my NFL career.
Definitely. And tell us a little bit about the decision, Johnny, to go to USC. I know it was right in your backyard, but did you have other schools you were considering?
I did at first. I think like some recruits you get letters from a lot of people, but I basically decided to go to a school in the Pac-10 at the time that threw the ball. So I narrowed that down to Stanford, University of Washington, and USC.
Okay, so it was definitely going to be a Pac-10 school.
Yes.
So, and when you were coming out of high school, were you a one sport star, or did you play multiple sports in high school?
I started out playing a little bit of everything, football, basketball, and track, and then by the time I was a senior, I just narrowed it down to football and track.
And what was it about USC? Once again, I know that's right in your backyard, Johnny, but what was it that made you say, hey, I want to become a Trojan?
Yeah, it was tough, especially with the recruiting the way it is. You know, you have people pulling at you and selling you on their schools and everything they have to offer. But for me, what it came down to was, number one, the degree. I wanted a, you know, well-respected degree. And then I thought long-term, I'd most likely spend the rest of my life in Southern California. And so, I think at midnight or maybe a little bit after that, I made the decision to go to USC.
So grades was something that was definitely on your radar when you made the decision. Was that something that was on your radar because you were really in the school and academics, or was that something that your parents got you involved in?
Actually, school is always number one for me. Very few people know the background of my football career. I actually never planned on playing in the NFL, never thought about it. My number one goal was to pay for college. And so when I was maybe a freshman in high school, I thought, hey, to get a scholarship, I'll just play football really well. And so I practiced as much as I could, trained, and prepared myself to get a scholarship just so I could pay for school. That was the original story behind that.
Wow, that's crazy to have such a great NFL career and not ever have it really on your the top of your priority list. But hey, things happen like that sometimes. Talk to us a little bit, Johnny, about once you finally got on campus at USC, was it hard for you to adjust academically and athletically, or was it pretty easy?
I think for me, academically, it was pretty easy. Growing up, I was in a great school system, and I was always competitive in the classroom. I'm not saying that to try to, you know, push any kids that way. It's just the way I was, and I'm still like that. I'm always willing to learn and wanting to learn. Athletically, I was always a pretty good athlete. I would say, you know, better than most. The hardest adjustment I had to make when I got to USC was socially. So I'm a bit of a homebody, kind of introverted. I had a few friends, but wasn't a real social guy. And so I think that was the biggest adjustment for me.
Did you feel like USC complimented you as far as wanting to be a good student? Did they have services in place for you to accomplish that?
They did. I was really happy that they had the student academic services that they did, so I took full advantage of that. Their degrees well respected, and I thought there's no way I'm leaving this university without a free degree. You know, that was my number one goal. Football, I thought, you know, if it's meant to be, I'll prepare as much as I could. If it's meant to be, it'll happen. But school and my degree were the number one priority.
And as I stated earlier, man, you were a force to be reckoned with in the Pac-10. You were a consensus All-American. I mean, really a red carpet storybook college career. What do you attribute that to, Johnny? Was it just pure talent or was it work ethic? What do you attribute your success to?
I think it's that once you get to that level, I think everyone has a certain amount of talent, and it depends on what you do with it. For me, that was probably the least amount of influence I had that it had on my career. The number one thing for me was preparation. I always, whatever I could do, I would do to my fullest. So if it was conditioning, I would always try and win the races or the conditioning drills. I would study film. I would practice all the time. I would run routes. I would watch other players. If I can get film of them, other great players across the country that were older. It was all about just educating myself on how to be the best.
When did it finally dawn on you that you might have the potential to be an NFL pick?
I would say after my junior year that discussion started happening. So I put myself in the position to graduate at the end of my junior year. That way, if I could, you know, if there was a possibility of me going pro, I could make that happen as well as get my degree. But I didn't feel like I'd be a high enough draft pick, so I returned for my senior year. I only had one class, which was a luxury, and I just focused in on football and had a great senior year.
Talk to us, Johnny, because we got a large audience of young, aspiring players, and you know as well as anybody else, sometimes there's little light at the end of the tunnel. It just seems like, oh, man, when am I ever going to reach my goal? What kept you focused, even on the hard days, to really put it all on the line and give it your best effort on and off the field?
Well, that's a great question. I would say that I was highly competitive, and you'll find that some guys will naturally not want to practice, not want to train, and you'll find other guys that you can't keep them off the field. I think when they have that inner desire, that makes a huge difference in everything in life. I was always that guy that I wanted to stay after practice. I wanted to show up early to practice. I just wanted to keep getting better no matter what. And when I coach players, I look for that. You know, I feel like if I have to try and give this guy the passion to play, then we're probably not going to make a good duo. I like guys that really want to just be excellent in whatever they do.
Do you feel like that's something you can spot in a player early, or is that something that you kind of just got to wait and see?
I can spot it almost immediately, whether it's a meeting or at practice. If I see a guy, if they're, you know, I'm starting out my coaching career, so if I start the meeting and I'm talking for a while and I see guys taking notes, I know they're into it. If I'm showing them film and they're looking at it, asking questions, I know they're into it. If we're on the field and they get a ball thrown to them and they catch it and take a couple steps, you know, I'm not that impressed. If I see a guy catch the ball and give me like a 10 or 15 yard burst, and I know he's got that effort in him. And that's what you want. You want the guys that want to be excellent, that you have to slow down. You don't want to always have to pick people up, you know, all the time.
Definitely. And you were at a big time program with USC. Did you ever see players, Johnny, that were a little bit more talented than you that never made it?
Well, that's a great question as well. Maybe not at my school, but I did come across guys or players I would see on other teams during the season or in the NFL that were great athletes, but they just for some reason, you know, couldn't get the system down, or they just, when the lights came on, or, you know, in a real game situation, they just couldn't make it happen. But I was definitely not the most talented guy around. I mean, I would say I'm above average across the board. That's probably it.
Talk to us, Johnny. I know we got a little bit of time here, roughly about another 8 minutes or so. Talk to us a little bit about being able to sustain a 12-year NFL career. Do you think that work ethic and relationships with coaches played into that?
For me, definitely work ethic. I would say the biggest contributing factors would be the off-season. Attention to detail and technique, and taking care of your body. And what I mean by the off season is I would always train harder in the off season so that the season was easy to me. And it's harder, it's tough because I never had anyone to train with, because guys would work out with me once and ask me if I train like this every day. I said, yeah. And they'd never, and they wouldn't show up anymore. So off season, definitely, I would never, you know, people have off season, they would, you know, gain weight in off season. That was my time to really work on myself. So great off-season programs. I would say taking care of my body, as far as a lot of people are willing to do the work. They're willing to work out and sprint and lift weights and all that stuff, but you have to recover. You have to know how to put the right things in your body. You have to study nutrition. You have to get sleep. You have to go to, you know, you can't go out. I mean, you can go out once in a while, but, you know, go home. And I think that's pretty much it. That's what really contributed to my success, I believe.
So you're basically saying it was a lifestyle for you to be a top-flight athlete?
Oh, definitely. I built everything, my entire, I mean, I would say the from freshman year on, no, maybe before I got to SC until, after, you know, even a year after I stopped playing, I built everything around my workouts and football.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'd get up at 5. I'm sorry, I'd get up at 5:30 in the off season and train. I mean, everything was. I was on a schedule.
Well, come on, man. I mean, give us a little bit of secret sauce. Was that something that you feel like you were just born with, or did you learn that from seeing mom or dad get up early in the morning, or was it just natural for you to have that type of work?
Yeah, and I'll answer that. By the way, I squeezed out 5 more minutes. I told someone we're going to keep talking to you guys. But
appreciate
I would
it.
Say, no problem. I would definitely say that my parents were a huge influence on me. They're very disciplined, hardworking. I think some of it came from within. And then a lot of it, believe it or not, had to do with a different type of childhood I had. I was pretty much, even at USC, I was one of the, and all the way up through high school, I was the only black kid in my school. And I think that wanting to compete and knowing that I was different made me want to be the best I could be in the classroom as well as on the field.
That's huge, especially considering some of the kids that we currently work with may be in the same situation where they're just not seeing too many of their own kind, but you chose to work harder, so that's big. Talk to us a little bit about 1997, 98, and 99. You started your NFL career in 94 and had a couple good seasons, but you really broke out in 97 through 99, over 1,000 yards receiving in each season. What was it about those seasons that made them so great?
Two words, Jerry Sullivan. He is by far and away the greatest receiver coach. I think I would have to say in the history of the NFL, he's currently with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's been coaching, I think, for 40 years now.
Wow.
I mean, my whole career is based off of everything he taught me. He was a huge influence. He's a great teacher. He teaches you how to do everything from the time you break the huddle to the end of the play.
That's ridiculous, and it obviously showed in your play. Those were some amazing seasons. And for a career, over 8,000 yards receiving, and 43 touchdowns, and very few people can say that. I know you got to run, Johnny, and we appreciate your time. So last question, what would you tell that young freshman in high school or that freshman that's stepping on campus at USC as far as something that you know now that you didn't know when you were 18 years old?
Wow. I would say, excellent question. I would say regardless of what happens, always – I'm trying not to use any cliches because I don't really like those. I feel like they're in one ear, not the other. But, you know, always I would say everyone has what they believe in, and then other people will try to come in and influence them away from their true beliefs. For instance, you know, people always ask me, why are you going to class? I'm like, because I have class. You know, guys would not go to class. Or – why are you trying to, you know, win every race in conditioning? Because I want to get better. I caught flack for the things that I was trying to do to be excellent. I'm sure you can imagine the way I speak. You know, I grew up in a certain environment. Then when I got to SC, some guys were asking me, why do you talk like that? Meaning, you know, I didn't use slang and all that stuff. You know, so I had a lot of challenges, and that's why I say maybe socially it was a little bit of a challenge for me. I didn't feel too comfortable in any environment except the field, because it didn't matter how I spoke, what color I was. All that mattered were the results. And so I would say to any kids, no matter, if you're different in some way or you have a strong belief system where the other kids might feel like, oh, you're doing too much, or you're, you know, just trying to stray away from all the things that are going to make you excellent, I would just say stay on your path. It's a challenge in itself to stay on your path, and I would say put in the time and the effort and do it the right way with great technique.
Wow. Well, fabulous advice, Johnny, and I know you got to run. We appreciate your time. You're definitely a friend of the program. We'll have you back on soon.
That would be great. I'd love to come back.
All right, buddy. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thanks, Terrence. My pleasure.
All right. So there you guys have it. That was Short and Sweet with Johnny Morton. This is somebody that was a USC consensus All-American. Consensus meaning everybody agrees that you're legit. That was Johnny Morton, first-round NFL draft pick. And obviously he was worth the draft pick because he lasted 12 years in the NFL. But you guys got it from him. There were times where he didn't feel comfortable socially. There were times where people were telling him to slow down or don't work so hard, and you got to live your life. You got to run in your lane and do what you know is right. So we really appreciate having Johnny on, and we'll have him back on soon for you guys. on Tuesday, you want to check out Tuesday's show because we have Coach DJ McCarthy. This is somebody that we were going to have on before, but it didn't work out. But Coach McCarthy is well known for the work that he put in with Chicago Bears star wide receiver Brandon Marshall. He coached him at Central Florida University, and Brandon Marshall really credits Coach McCarthy for all that he has learned to become a great player. Just like you heard Johnny say, you know, sometimes a coach can make you step up your game to a whole nother level. So you guys are going to want to definitely hear from Coach McCarthy on Tuesday. One thing that I want to remind all parents and players is that if you are a junior or a senior, you have to pay attention to upcoming SAT and ACT dates. You cannot go to college. You cannot receive a scholarship or be certified to receive a scholarship by the clearinghouse unless you pass with the correct score for SAT or ACT tests. So check out the dates. You can go to www.sat.collegeboard.org or you can go to www.actstudent.org and check out the upcoming dates. Usually what you'll find is that kids on the East Coast and Midwest take the ACT, and for some reason kids on the West Coast, they prefer the SAT. I actually took both when I was coming out of high school to see which one I can get a better score on so I could have better opportunities. So you're going to want to check out those test dates. Once again, www.sat.collegeboard.org and www.actstudent.org. Check it out. Last but not least, we are starting up something new with BYGP-TV. We cannot wait to bring it to you guys. It's called the BYGP-TV Teaching Minute. And what it is basically a quick minute of teaching points from me and other coaches that are going to help you guys along your football journey. So we'll be releasing some of those episodes very soon. The first episode, we're talking about the talent pyramid and how there are elite players at the top and fringe players at the bottom and what that means for everybody in between. So pay attention. Check us out at www.beforeyougopro.com for more content, more great things that are all geared towards leading you to a successful career on and off the field. We hope you enjoyed Johnny tonight, and that is all for Coach Terrence Wood and the rest of the BYGP team. We'll see you at the top. Have a good one.